I want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about one of our sponsors, Mint Mobile. When people hear that Mint Mobile plans are only $15 a month, people often wonder, what is the catch? Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, there ain't one. There are no gimmicks and no gotchas, just unlimited talk, text, and data, fast, reliable coverage on the nation's largest 5G network, and an award-winning care team. I guess that makes Mint Mobile a catch. All right, I got two kids. You need to have a cell phone for them. I can't afford to just go with the big box guys just because I seen their commercial when I was 18. I need to save money because my kids are in college. Mint Mobile took that and made it easy for me. Great service, great price, $15 a month. You get the same number. You ain't got to worry about all that. And it's fine, all right? Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy to sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless for $15 a month. You can bring your phone number and choose from 3 to 6 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/BBP. That's mintmobile.com/BBP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/BBP. That's it. There's no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for details.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
This is produced by Marquita Bradley. If you're enjoying the podcast in this current form, we got to give the credit where credit's due. Marquita Bradley's doing the hard work. She's doing the mixing and on the ones and twos. She's going in the crates, getting the samples from the 70s to make the rap music.
Indeed.
You might not get that if you don't watch all the episodes, but if you do, you know why I said that. Today, we're doing Versus Actors Edition. Adam Sandler, the Sandman, versus Ben Stiller. We're going to go movies only.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know Ben Stiller is directing Severance, but that don't really kind of come into the play. Also, just a quick aside on that point, the fact that in his mind is both directing and producing Severance and also acting, and that's the same person, I appreciate the artistry.
He's in Severance?
No, he's directing.
Oh, okay.
Like, the fact he can direct that, and that's a very well-directed show.
Yeah. He's not directing every episode, is he?
Not every, but he's directed a lot.
Okay.
And I think he's executive producing, so he's really hands-on in that show. But he's directed a good amount of episodes. And some of
them directing for a long time.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
But Severance is I really like that show.
Yeah.
All right, Tony is taking Ben Stiller. I'm taking Adam Sandler. Who's kicking it off, me?
No, I think it's Tony.
Tony? All right, go ahead, Tony.
Okay, so I got to come out the gate swinging.
And I'm going to try to match your movie for movie.
Okay.
Or I'm going to try to beat your movies.
I'm coming out the gate with There's Something About Mary.
Dang.
I'm coming out swinging. And
man, I love that movie.
Man, There's Something About Mary is one of my favorite comedies. I'm coming with that.
Okay. Something About Mary.
There's Something About Mary, Franks and Beans. He was masturbating.
It's Warren.
Is that
how'd you get to beat the mother Frank? Mm-hmm. Keith David is so funny in that. Okay. I'm going to say, I don't know if Adam Sandler has a one-to-one movie like that. Someone just try to be funnier than you. We're doing 10? 10? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Happy Gilmore.
You definitely got to bring out his funniest
You got to get.
You got to bring out his funniest one.
Happy Gilmore, quintessential comedy. Something About Mary is one of my favorite comedies.
Yeah.
Farrelly Brothers. They have such a unique style. But Happy Gilmore is a classic comedy.
They both are.
They both are, for sure, for sure. So I'm going to go Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good matchup.
All right.
All right. I'm going to keep slapping you in the grill piece. I'm coming in with Meet the Parents.
I knew it. Meet the Parents is my favorite Ben Stiller movie.
Okay.
It is.
Over there, Something About Mary?
Yes, because there was such a sense of realism. I could see that funniness outside of the, even though it made sense.
Yeah.
Outside of the arch getting burned, that was such a great father doesn't like the son.
Yeah.
Everything was in the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
Like his character, his nurse, like they're male nurses.
Your male nurse.
I would have painted Jinxie Cat.
Yeah.
I would have tried that.
Right. He was desperate.
He was desperate. Dad hates him, loves the previous boyfriend.
Yeah.
CIA was a little silly, but like could have happened.
Could have happened.
I got nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Yeah. He was trying also, his damnedest to win that man over.
Man, and that's the role I want Denzel to play. He hasn't given us, he could play that. He could be in a comedy as a straight man. He doesn't have to be the funny person.
For sure.
Robert De Niro. De Niro, he did that. He did that in
Analyze This
with Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
He's been funny. I just want that from Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go with that, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
Speaking about marriages, I love The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer was a good time.
Wedding Singer is funny.
Wedding Singer was a good song.
It's a good time. Adam Sandler using his skill set to the best.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Wedding Singer.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm going to come in. I'm going to go Screwball a little bit. I'm going to go Zoolander.
Oh. Zoolander is a movie that people hate. Blue Steel.
People love Zoolander.
A lot of people hate Blue Steel.
You know what I'm saying? Blue Steel, man.
Blue Steel? funny to me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going with that. Nah, I can't.
The gasoline fight was crazy.
I'm going to go. I'm not going to go that because that's his version of that movie is You Don't Mess with the Zohan. That's
the one that's matching up for sure.
So I'm going to just throw that in there.
Okay. That's the one you bring?
Yeah, because I feel like.
Yeah, they match up.
They match up. You Don't Mess with the Zohan is his version of that. Right. So I'm going to go.
You got the Z in there too.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with that.
That was a good matchup. All right. I'm coming. Villain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dodgeball.
With them old people.
Coming, villain Ben Stiller. I love villain Ben Stiller.
Them old people, man, he was wilding in the nursing home.
Go villain Ben Stiller.
Okay, yeah.
Dodgeball.
Yeah, Dodgeball was great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. He's not. I guess he's the villain in Uncut Gems, but that's not a funny movie.
I mean, you know.
I mean, it is funny. I'm gonna go Uncut Gems.
Okay.
He's not a villain, but he's not a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, the gambling tip, and just an outstanding
gambling, cheating on his wife. Yeah. He was cutting up.
Yeah, he was.
And yeah, the whole side woman.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go Uncut Gems.
Okay. All right. Ben Stiller did direct Cable Guy. He directed that. I'm going to go with. I'm going to hit you in the mouth.
All right.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, man.
I'm going to just hit you smooth in the mouth, man.
Tropic Thunder is great. Mm-hmm. He's a straight man in that.
Yeah.
Still funny, but Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, my God.
Is.
He was fantastic.
Man.
He was fantastic, dog.
Disguised as the dude.
Hey, man, what you been doing, man? You looking shredded up like a Julian Salad. What you been hitting the weights?
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
Give me the goddamn map. What it is, Sikorsky? Like, come on, man.
Just because the theme song don't make it ain't true. Don't mean it ain't true. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Waterboy then.
Ooh, nice.
Bobby Boucher.
Nah, you the one. I got it wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Henry Winkle.
Yeah.
Oh, tattoo of Ray Orbison on my butt with the glasses on.
Roy Orbison. Shout out to Roy Orbison, man.
Mama said, Mama ain't got to know everything.
Mama.
All right, so I'm going to go there. I'm going to go Waterboy.
Okay. I'm going to
sequel. H2O.
I'm going to sequel it up.
You going to what?
I'm going to sequel it up.
Okay.
Meet the Fockers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm coming with that sequel.
I feel you.
Adam Sandler ain't got a good sequel.
I ain't got nothing for that. I was looking through. I said, I ain't got nothing on my list. And since I ain't got nothing on my list, I'm going to go personal fave. I love Big Daddy.
Okay.
I loved it. That little boy, he had a few movies in that time.
That kid was adorable, man.
Yeah.
It was two. It was probably twins.
It was twins, yeah, for twins. Sure. It was twins. I just like Big Daddy.
Okay.
It was good. Adam Sandler was funny. I'm going Big Daddy.
Okay. We doing no voiceovers or What are we doing?
You can do voiceover.
Okay, now we can animate. Yeah. Animate. Yeah, because
Adam got something.
Madagascar.
That's good. I'm not going to beat you, but I'm going to go Hotel Transylvania.
Okay, Hotel Transylvania is a
He
good
is
guy.
Very funny.
He's good in that.
He is very funny. Madagascar is just an overall better movie.
Yeah.
What was Ben Stiller, the lion?
Ain't no slouch, though.
No,
yeah,
it's
he's
great.
He's the lion in that.
Hotel Transylvania, I laugh.
Yeah.
But
Madagascar, I give
Madagascar,
you.
Madagascar. Yeah. You got Chris Rock in there. You got mm-hmm. David Schwimmer
Jada
in there.
Pinkett.
Jada Pinkett in there. Yeah. I like the movie. You got King Julian going. Like, that's just an overall.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler is the best part of Hotel Transylvania, though.
Yeah, he's great.
They don't have as many good elements.
Yeah.
As your boy.
Okay. All right. What number we at?
Where that's
we at?
Seven.
This is eight. Okay. I like this movie a lot. And shout out to an actor that gets all his accolades for being one of the best actors of his generation. But his comedic timing is crazy. Along Came Polly.
You Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Philip Seymour Hoffman in that movie, man. I'm like, yo, he does comedy so good.
He was shooting that basketball so hard, man. Rain,
it
man.
It was crazy. It was hard.
That sweaty scene.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. With the sweaty torso slid up his face. Along Came Polly is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go Billy Madison.
Okay.
That silliness.
Yep.
Adam Sandler does that probably better than anybody does something.
Oh, look at what we have here. He kept seeing that penguin. Oh, I see what's going on.
Oh, my God. Billy Madison is funny,
the
man.
One thing I quote from that movie the most is when he went to a new grade. And he was like, man, addition and subtraction is one thing, but multiplication and division, this is going to be tough. And the kid gave him nothing. The kid was just like, and then he turned to the other kid and gave the same spiel. Addition and subtraction is one thing, but multiplication and division, this is going to be tough. And then the kid responded, he was like, I got a friend. I was like, this shit is mad funny, man.
Oh,
Billy
my
Madison
God.
Is a good time.
All right.
Okay. So, nine?
Nine.
Nine. Okay. I'm going to go for a good time. A good time in theaters. Night at the Museum.
I like Night at the Museum.
I'm going to go Night at the Museum.
I ain't like it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I ain't really
seen Night at the Museum all the way through. So I'm going to go back to what I know. I'm going to go back to what I see.
I didn't like Night at the Museum.
I was just
like
throwing
that
in there because it was a big hit, yeah. But I didn't see it all the way through. So I'm going to go.
You go back to what you know, because the one thing I'm going
to
say
back
is
to what,
what
I know.
Starsky
and Hutch.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going Starsky and Hutch.
I'm going to go Click.
Click was more emotional than I expected.
It was way more emotional than I expected, and I
like,
cried.
What?
I cried.
Damn.
I was like, dang, Adam, what the
I didn't
heck,
expect,
man?
I didn't expect those emotions,
What
man.
Is going on, man? You can't rewind life.
Man.
They at the fountain at the end. I'm like, man, it caught me off guard.
Yeah. I was like, a movie about a remote, and I'm in here emoting? That's crazy.
Yeah, so Click is a good time. I really enjoy that.
I'm going to go to this slept-on gym.
It's your last
gym.
One, by
it's
the way.
It's the last one.
Yeah.
This is a slept-on gym. It wasn't a big hit when it came out. But I enjoyed it. It plays on the superhero things, Mystery Men.
Ooh, I don't know this at all.
Yeah.
What is this?
They were superheroes with trash powers. Their
Hilarious.
Powers were garbage.
Hilarious.
And so, like Adam's, Ben Stiller's powers was anger management. He had anger issues. And that was it. Mr. Furious.
Okay.
But like, yeah, so Mystery Men.
All right. I'm going to go The Longest Yard.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that. Is that Stone Cold's the white? No, that's Untouchable. Or Replacement.
I just take your
Hold
time.
Hold on, man.
What the hell's going on?
Am I tripping? What's Stone Cold? That's The Replacements, ain't it?
Was he in it?
Or Stone Cold? That's
Replacements
how a white man.
Keanu Reeves.
That's how a white man runs a football.
That's The Longest Yard.
That is? Right? Okay, so I'm not
I
tripping.
Think so. I think so.
Okay, white man runs a football. They was in
Nelly
prison,
was
right?
In there. Nelly in there.
Nelly and, Stone Cold, Nelly. Who am I missing? Michael Irvin.
Yes.
Chris Rock. Thank
yeah,
you.
They were all in there.
Okay. Longest Yard.
Longest Yard was a good time.
Yeah, okay. I'm tripping because I replacements is Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Gene Hackman.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I want to let y'all know that I've never seen Heavyweights. Never
oh,
seen
really?
It. Yeah, I've never seen it. I've never seen Heavyweights. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, I've never seen.
Oh, I've seen that. It was all right.
I've never seen Flirting with Disaster, Reality Bites. Tower Heist I saw, but it just didn't make the cut. So I just wanted to say I saw Heavyweights in the comments section, but I've never seen it.
Okay.
So
a few I like that I didn't pick. They're just okay. Grown Ups was cool. Hustle was really good. I really enjoyed that. Funny People, nah, it was all right. Anger Management, kind of, you know.
Forgettable.
Saying? Yeah, just, you know, you had a lot going on. Or watch out.
51st Days was a good.
51st Days was the other one that I was like, I
like 51st
yeah,
Days.
Yeah, I liked it.
That could have made the cut.
I probably would have put that over You Don't Mess with the Zohan, but I just felt like.
You just want the match.
I just want the match.
Yeah, 51st Days should be in there.
Funnier movie.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Zohan, you're out. 51st Days,
yeah,
you're
51st
in.
Days is a good time.
All right, we're doing this now. We ain't done this in a minute, and we got good time left. So
it's not on yours.
This is me. 6 degrees.
Oh, so I'm asking.
Yeah, no, man. Watch out. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So man, don't look at the car?
Yeah.
It's not on yours.
It's on mine. It's Black Women produced, Tony. You can't look. We're bringing back 6 degrees
okay.
of separation.
Okay.
In 60 seconds?
We can say we're going to try it.
Damn.
All right, we're going to try.
I'm going to fold on this.
I got a lot of options. You can pick the 3 days.
Okay, I'm not making them hard.
Okay.
I'm not making, these are not
this
hard.
This is not Chuck Norris and
Jude Law. I'm not making it hard.
Okay. All right.
Okay, these are easy,
okay.
easier ones for you. All right. Whoopi Goldberg and Viola Davis.
Whoopi Goldberg, this is tougher than...
Because Whoopi Goldberg ain't in a lot of movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's do, I'll give you that one.
Okay,
I'll give you. I'm going to give you, because Whoopi Goldberg is the person I always choose, because mm-hmm. you think she's in a lot of movies, and she is, but she ain't. And she took a long time off. She ain't in no Marvel movie.
I definitely could have connected.
Oh, you could have too, but it would take long. Just do the timer. We'll see how long. All right, here we go. Ben Affleck, Tom Cruise.
Ben Affleck was in, shoot.
Oh, backup. Sorry. 6 degrees in 60
we
seconds.
Didn't even tell him.
Tony has to, we ain't did it in a long time.
Yeah.
Let me reset you. Tony has to connect these two actors from movies they were in and other co-stars that were in the movies. No voiceover work. No TV stuff, okay? It's just them and their co-stars, all right?
Okay. Want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about our sponsors, Factor. You want to eat better, but you have zero time and zero energy to make it happen? Factor doesn't ask you to meal prep or follow recipes. It just removes the entire problem. 2 minutes, real food, done. Lean proteins, colorful vegetables, whole food ingredients, healthy fats, the stuff you'd make if you had the time. No refined sugars, no artificial sweeteners, no refined seed oils. 100 rotating meals every week. High protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean, GLP-1 support, ready to eat salads. New Muscle Pro collection for strength and recovery. You pick what fits your goals. Healthier eating, calorie management, more protein. You're actually, whatever you're actually trying to do, okay? Listen, I can't tell you how hard it is to avoid the bad foods. But what I found is if you have the good foods present, it's easier to avoid the bad foods because it's right there. You need a healthy option, boom, healthy option right there, locked and loaded, ready to go. If I got to think about it, you know I'm going to make me a bad decision. Head to factormeals.com/baldbros50off and use code baldbros50off to get 50% off your first Factor box plus a free breakfast for a year. That offer is only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easy with Factor. And now, back to the show.
Okay, now Ben Affleck, connect him to Tom Cruise in 6 people or less.
6 people or less.
In 60 seconds.
Okay.
That's 666, that's the devil.
Oh, hold on.
Make
now.
It 70 seconds.
Hold on now. Okay, Ben Affleck to Tom Cruise. Shoot, Ben Affleck, Tom Cruise. I know there's a quick connection, man. Ben Affleck was in Good Will Hunting with Robin Williams. Robin Williams was in, there was he in. Oh, shoot. Ben Affleck. Some of All Fears of Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman was in. Morgan Freeman was in Seven with Brad Pitt, who was in an Interview with Vampire with Tom Cruise.
What was that?
42 seconds.
That was only 42 seconds?
I know there's more connections there, but that was the first one I could dig up.
Let's go again.
That was the first one I could dig up.
Some of Our Fears, I don't think I've even heard that.
Yeah, he was the character Jack Ryan in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same Jack Ryan from Tom Clancy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He played that character one time.
All right, here we go. 6 degrees and 60 seconds. Julia Roberts
and
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, crap. Okay. Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Julia Roberts was in Ocean's 11. I'm going to use that. Ocean's 11. And then, you know what I'm saying? Julia Roberts. Ugh. With who?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, crap. All right. Ugh. Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston was in, she be working with Adam Sandler, who was in, yuck. Matt Damon, Julia Roberts, George Clooney, Andy Garcia, Don Cheadle. Oh. Man, I know there's an Anchorman connection. Because Jennifer Aniston was in The Breakup with Vince Vaughn, who was in The Anchorman with Mad People Rolling Up. And then, I couldn't get nothing going.
Horrible Bosses?
Horrible Bosses.
He got to finish it. He didn't get his 60, but we got to know what it
is.
Jennifer Aniston was in.
So Horrible Bosses got with Charlie Day.
Charlie Day, Jason Bateman, Colin Farrell. Who was the connection? Julia Roberts and who?
And Jennifer Aniston.
Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston. Julia Roberts was in Horrible Bosses with Colin Farrell, who was in The Minority Report with, I don't think they ever worked together.
Colin Farrell was in Minority Report?
Yeah.
The Tom Cruise one?
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise was in. Oh, he was. Damn it. Julia Roberts is tougher than I realized.
Yeah, she took a lot of time off.
I thought she would have been easier too, but she didn't.
She took a lot of time off. But she got Ocean's 11, got a lot of characters.
I was trying to do the Ocean's 11. There's a connection there. Ocean's 11. Because Jennifer Aniston movies, it's a lot of comedies, man. Mm-hmm. And Julia be with serious actors all the time. Ugh. Nothing's sticking.
All right, man. You want to move on?
Yeah.
All right. Blacks.
Okay.
Gabrielle Union
and
Regina King.
Ooh, this is tougher than we realize.
Is it? Then you want to try the, what is it, Regina Hall?
Regina King. I was thinking the Hall when you said, "Oh, yeah. Regina King and who?"
And Gabrielle Union.
Okay, let me zero back in. Okay, Gabrielle Union was in Bad Boys 2. Will Smith, who was in Enemy of the State, with Regina King.
Now that's that Tylenol.
That is 4 seconds.
That's the Tylenol. Once he saw the wrong, right Regina,
the Blacks is easier.
Blacks
is easier.
I was trying to diversify.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I feel you.
Okay. Oh, we're only doing 3 rounds.
We could do more if you want.
Let's do more. I miss this game. I'll be trying to play
that
whatever.
That clock, though. Woo, that clock got me sweating.
4 seconds is...
My 4 seconds is insane.
Yeah. Oh, 4 seconds is crazy.
Who's Michelle Williams?
The white
actress. She was in Dawson's Creek. She was in...
She's in movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle Williams and Anne Hathaway.
Oh, my God. Oh, Michelle Williams was in Brokeback Mountain with Heath Ledger, who was in The Dark Knight with Christian Bale, who was in The Dark Knight Rises with Anne Hathaway.
What's that? Six?
Got to redeem myself,
man,
after
that. Man, that's that time not working.
The Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston fiasco.
All right, let's go. Okay, we're going to go a little tougher, maybe. A little tougher.
Okay.
Regina Hall.
Yeah, okay.
And Octavia Spencer.
Okay. Octavia Spencer was in Fruitvale Station with Michael B. Jordan, who was in Creed with Wood Harris, who was in Paid in Full with Regina Hall.
Regina Hall's in Paid in Full?
Yeah, she was Wood Harris' girlfriend. She was like, I'm boring too. Remember that conversation?
No.
She was like, I'm boring too.
I don't think I knew what she looked like then.
She was cute.
Was this before Scary Movie?
It was in 02.
So it was after Scary Movie.
She sure is. She right here.
Let me look her up.
They was at the diner. He was pulling the money out. They was having a little cute conversation. She was like, I'm boring too.
I'm not remembering the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Yes, that is her. That is her.
She's good in dramas and comedies.
She is. Yeah. I need to watch that Thomas Anderson movie.
She might slide away with an Oscar nomination this year.
I've been saving my movies because we was on the road. I'm about to watch her in your boy's movie.
One battle after another?
Yep.
Yeah,
Paul Thomas Anderson. 15? 15. All right, here we go. You're going to do good on this. I don't want to jinx you.
Probably going to jinx me.
Robert De Niro
uh-huh.
and Kathy Bates.
Okay. Robert De Niro was in Godfather 2 with Al Pacino, was in Godfather 1 with James Caan, who was in Misery with Kathy Bates.
8 seconds.
Kathy Bates don't even do a lot of movies like that. That's why I thought it was going to be hard.
I was like, I went right to Misery. I was like,
James Caan is a good connection because he was the main thing.
He was the oldest boy in the Godfather.
See, I told you.
Listen, the 60 seconds, you killed it.
Yeah. I used to be thinking of a person who did one movie in 1903 and somebody who did a movie yesterday. Like, let me go Jimmy Stewart, Quivajane Wallace. We used to be doing stuff like that with him. And he'd be like, okay, Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, nah.
I'm mad at the Jennifer and Julia, though.
Oh, he's going to keep up at night.
Oh, he's going
to
figure it out.
Oh, he's going to figure it out. He's going to text me later. It's going to be. We used to play this on tour for hours. It'd be great. Oh, my God. Waffle House, that first year.
Man.
We used to all try, and then we just watched Tony because we couldn't beat him. All right, here we go. Brad Pitt, Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right. Brad Pitt and Matthew McConaughey. Brad Pitt, Matthew McConaughey, and Brad Pitt. Matthew McConaughey was in Tropic Thunder with Tom Cruise, who was in Interview with the Vampire with Brad Pitt.
What's that?
23.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, last one. Lawrence Fishburne.
Ooh, okay.
And Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay. Lawrence Fishburne and Samuel L. Jackson.
We don't say that second L.
Oh, Samuel L. Lawrence Fishburne and Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel Jackson was in Menace to Society with Charles S. Dutton, Lawrence Fishburne. Okay. Lawrence Fishburne was in What's Love Got to Do With It with Angela Bassett, who was in Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy, who was in Coming to America with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes. I thought you was going to go Marvel.
I'll be trying to avoid the Marvels.
Don't do it, man. We on a timer, man.
Oh,
he still got it.
Of course he got it, man. Angela Bassett, Samuel Jackson, Black Panther. Mix that Marvel in universe in there.
Well, when Nick Fury gets tricky, I mean, I could have did it easy, but that's the easy way out, man. I'm trying to go hard.
It's already hard.
But I was trying to go more difficult. I could easily go Marvel.
Then do it easy. We're going for time.
Nah, man, watch out.
All right, now you're up.
Okay.
So whatever's on your card, I don't have.
Okay. Only this or that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, kid.
All right, man.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about Blue Chew. Fellas, you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. And Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking next level championship belt gold-plated energy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping. Oh, yeah. Huh. Mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue. It works in little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Pumps and a bump. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. Listen, man, it's the Olympics this year, Winter Olympics. And you want your ping cold as ice and hard as a marathon. And Blue Chew Gold is gonna get you to first place in the medal stand of the Sex Olympics. Wow, that was a lot. So is this. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with the code BALD. That's promo code BALD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now back to the show.
Yeah, get ready for this.
Okay.
This or that. Marvel versus DC characters. Out of these characters, are you going Marvel or DC?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
These movies, comics, anything? Or just whatever?
To you.
To me. Okay, cool.
To you.
Okay.
All right. Iron Man versus Batman.
DC. I'll kill you. Batman? DC.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Batman, top three of all superheroes.
All right.
Yeah, DC.
Okay. So we got DC. DC won. Marvel, yeah. Nothing.
And okay. He can talk to? Yeah. You can. I want to know what you think.
Oh, you want to know my answer?
Yeah,
Batman. Man.
All right, cool.
Batman.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Put that in there,
two
okay?
DCs. All right. All right. Captain Marvel versus Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. DC.
DC again?
Yeah. Yeah. Wonder Woman is way high. Now, let me just say, I hate Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot cannot act. Kal-El, no!
You're right.
Jump in the stone! She stinks. But the old Wonder Woman, when I was a kid, the TV one, she's iconic. Get Gal to go, Gadot. I want them to reboot that and get her out.
Linda Carter
is what I'm talking about. I was watching the old school on when my grandma's TV turned like that. I was watching that version.
Linda Carter could, yeah. Man, I was all lit.
Brie Larson was cool. She didn't ever really get a good movie.
Nah.
Those movies were not, they were just important pieces for
Wonder
the
Wonder Woman
overall
was a better movie than Captain Marvel.
For sure. But
even with Gal Gadot's stiffness, Wonder Woman was still a lot better than Captain Marvel.
You're in grave danger! Man, shut up.
Yeah.
But the surrounding cast was good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of that movie.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah so
for
I'm
sure.
saying DC.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So two DCs.
Yeah.
I also pick Wonder Woman over Captain Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
DC 2, Marvel nothing.
Yeah, oh, snap. Yeah.
Okay. Loki versus Lex Luthor.
Ooh.
Now we getting
some. Now we cooking with grease.
Now we know.
Tom Hiddleston is one of those people who is the character.
Yeah.
But Lex Luthor, this is why I feel like DC suffers from rebootitis.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many Lex Luthors.
Yeah.
Off the rip, I'm thinking, I love Lex Luthor as a villain, though, because he's kind of like, he beat Superman. He's nowhere near as powerful as him. He'd just be, like, rich and resourceful. He's basically Batman if Batman turned to who he really wants to be as a villain.
Right.
But I just love Tom Hiddleston as Loki.
Okay.
I like
him.
Loki? Yeah, I'm going Loki. Personal favorite.
Marvel 1, yeah. DC 2.
Yeah.
I'm going Loki as well. Yeah. They're not even close.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor, he all right.
Yeah,
Tom Hiddleston. He's just always been all right.
I could care less,
man. Matter of fact, I'm pissed off that's Superman's main nemesis.
Yeah.
It's a regular nigga.
Because I like General Zod.
Yes.
He be beating the brakes off of Superman. And Zod's on the light. Nigga, we from the city.
Yeah.
But you over here with these weaklings. Yeah, I like
man.
That.
I Why like that dynamic.
They beneath us.
Okay, nothing about Lex Luthor, man. Shout out to the balls, though. I respect that. Okay. Marvel 1, DC 2.
Okay.
Thanos versus the Joker.
Ooh. In all forms?
Yeah.
Oh, the Joker. If it's in all forms, except Jared Leto's, him aside, Jack Nicholson's Joker and Heath Ledger's Joker, and plus the animated Joker, Mark Hamill's Joker, his voice, Thanos is great.
Yeah.
And Josh Brolin as Thanos was fantastic, but Joker has more versions that are good.
Yeah.
So I'm going Joker. He's also a perfect foil. In Dark Knight, he's a perfect foil to Batman.
He's a good foil. He's a better foil than Lex and Supes.
Yeah.
Joker and Batman is a better Batman, for sure. Yeah.
So I'm saying I'm going DC.
Okay.
DC winning more than I thought they were going to.
It's 3-1.
Yeah.
I'm going Thanos.
Oh, are you?
1,000%.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanos. Every time Thanos show up, I'll be like, oh, this shit about to get good now.
Yeah. I feel like Marvel hasn't found their footing since Thanos.
Thanos is.
They was building to Thanos.
And I'm going to the comic books.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, every time Thanos show up, I'm like, yo, man.
But in the MCU, they built up to that. And after that, they're like, all right, y'all. I don't know now. Because what if we bring Robert Downey Jr.?
What they truly messed up is that they just trying to do that multiverse shit too much.
Yes.
And it's just like, yo, just have a century. Just bring it. Calm everything back down and then build slow again.
Multiverse's biggest problem to me is it lowers the stakes.
Yeah.
Because nobody's really dead.
Yeah.
There's an Earth version 818, Earth 2009. There's too many versions.
Yeah.
It works great in Into the Spider-Verse.
Right.
With the canon event thing. But in the movies, it's just too much.
They just got to simplify the stakes again.
Simplify the stakes.
That's it.
Thanos make everything is very simple.
Universe ain't got to be on the line every time. Every we can time. Build up to a bigger threat.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man's villains are set to his powers.
Yes.
They not destroying the universe. They selling drugs and stuff.
Reality don't need to be at risk every time, man. That's what I liked about Spider-Man Homecoming, man.
Yes.
The Vulture was just trying to get the money up. We're tired of getting overlooked. There's people that do construction.
Regular stuff, man.
And he was a great villain.
That's what I love about The Last of Us. I didn't watch the second season, but the first season, he's just trying to protect the girl because he lost his daughter.
Yeah.
I can follow that story, and she's immune.
For sure.
I'm with you. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Next.
So I'm going Thanos over Joker.
Okay.
All right. Captain America, Superman.
Oh, Superman.
Really?
Yeah. Superman iconic, man. I feel like they have messed up a lot of his movies, but Superman is iconic. He's Americana. He's just Superman. Smallville, man. Now, Chris Evans is a good Captain America, but he was kind of a nerd. Captain America is a little nerdy, man.
Clark Kent is a dork.
but it's Superman, man. This is no question to me. You're talking about a global iconic brand, Superman. You picking Captain America for Superman?
Yes.
Really?
Easy. Now, Superman is the most iconic superhero of all time, but I don't give a shit about that when it comes to my preference, personally. Captain America is just more interesting. He's more dope. He has better fights.
He's more interesting than Superman?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And Superman can do too much shit. He's too powerful, and that gets on my last nerve. He should never lose to nobody ever. Like, why are we even struggling? Like, if you don't have kryptonite, like, what's the challenge here?
But they got kryptonite.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you got to have the kryptonite.
Or the mom.
Cap can just struggle because, oh, shit, this dude's stronger than me. Oh, snap, I wasn't ready for this.
Batman was beating the brakes off of Superman until they had the same mom's name.
Yeah, but it's like, because the kryptonite. It's you got the kryptonite. Here we go. You got to have the kryptonite.
Here we go.
Because he's super fast and super strong. He can fly. He got heat vision. He got the cool breath. He can hear everything. It's just too much. That's why I like Marvel better, because they don't be OP all the time.
Yeah. What's OP?
Yeah. So I'm going
Cap. What does that mean, though?
Overpowered.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Video game reference?
Comic book, video games, all that. All
right. Nerd.
Yeah. I'm going Captain America.
All right. That's crazy. I was surprised.
Yeah.
But not surprising based on your personality.
Superman's cool, but it's just cool. Like Cap is way more interesting.
Yeah, I feel you.
And Winter Soldier is better than any Superman movie I've ever seen.
I was mostly speaking from the character.
Yeah.
Movie-wise, DC just be messed. They don't know how to make the movies good.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier is like, I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great, man, that 2-3 year period, oh, man. God, Marvel.
Life was good.
I was like, man, y'all got it. Going on the movies. Winter Soldier is just great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Man, but fantastic. Yeah, I agree with you. That part I agree with. But as a character, man, watch out.
I get you. Superman's iconic. Yeah, for sure.
And the way they boot up the Winter Soldier and Bucky's like, no, man, it's like, Vlines, no, truck, or whatever the little sequence that they would say. Yeah. And he's like, come on, man. They're like, no, we saying the stuff.
Yeah.
And I need you to lock TF in.
Damn.
And you killed that man's mama.
Yeah.
The Cap was like, but that's my friend.
That's my boy.
That's my parents, man.
Yeah.
And when they was jumping Iron Man.
Yeah.
Oh, cinematic mastery.
They jumped Iron Man.
They was using the ship. Ping.
Man,
was
like, Iron Man had valid beef.
For sure. You killed my parent, bro. I'm not trying to hear it. You're trying to explain that.
But he was mind control.
Man, I don't. He's got the same face.
That's my boy, though, man. He was mind control. He didn't do it for real.
Then I got to kill both of y'all.
Well, then what's
this
up?
My.
What's up? That's why they beat the brakes off Iron Man.
But they had to jump him, though.
They had to
They didn't want to see him on the one-on-one. Yeah. And Robert Downey Jr. is such a dickhead. That's why he plays Iron Man so well.
Mm-hmm.
You buy that he's just like a pompous, rich
for sure.
Jerk. He's like, you take that suit off for you. I don't know. Philanthropist, millionaire, playboy. Yeah. It's just like
damn,
oh, man, you got your...
That comeback was killer. Steve had nothing.
He had nothing on
Steve
that.
Steve had nothing.
He said, bro, like, I don't even... Fuck. Tony Stark built a suit with a box of scraps in the cave. The scientist was like, I ain't Tony Stark.
I love the way Jeff Bridges delivered that line.
He was huge. The dude was like, man, we can't get the arc reactor to go. It's like, bro, I'm not Tony Stark.
Jeff Bridges delivered that beautifully.
Tony Stark built this with a box of scraps in a cave. Well, I'm not Tony Stark.
He said, I just like him. All right. Deadpool versus Batman. Oh, Batman showed back up. Deadpool versus Batman.
Batman. I do like Deadpool.
Me too.
The Ryan Reynolds version is a great movie version.
Yeah.
What they did early with the X-Men when he wasn't talking.
Oh, that was garbage.
That was like, man,
what are you doing?
Man, he's the Merc with the mouth.
Come on. That was the dumbest
the
shit.
The
that
mouth.
Whole movie sucked, though.
But, yeah.
But it's Batman, though.
It's Batman.
I'm going Batman for sure. It's not even close to me. All right. Avengers versus Justice League.
Avengers. Justice League is kind of like nerds.
What you mean?
They're like the varsity team at the white school. Man, watch out. Avengers, man, they just put it together better to me.
You talking about the movies or what?
Well, I'm speaking mostly of the movies. I just, man, Avengers more like, I don't know. How do I explain it? Even in the comics and this thing, I feel like the movies maybe is a little bit of recency bias on my part.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't reading comic books either. I ain't going to lie to you. I wasn't like,
I know.
Issue 7.
I know. But I'm not giving you the gospel judgment.
No.
I'm accepting you for who you are.
I'm accepting you for who you are. I also realized I didn't have comic book stores.
Yeah,
growing up
did.
Where I was. I did
yeah,
not.
You did.
I grew up on military bases,
up,
Tony. They
you
did not
grew
have
up
no...
in El Paso.
On military bases and porn.
Take your ass off the base.
Wait, what?
There was
how,
a comic
book.
You
how
didn't
I get
look.
Off the base?
You didn't look.
How are you getting off the base?
Parents? Loved ones? I don't know. I don't know how you was getting around.
You had Chicago City public transit. You riding the bus.
Everywhere I've ever lived.
I ain't
There's
seen
been
no comic
book
store.
Store.
Google it right now. Was there a comic book store on military base in El Paso, Texas?
It's not
Texas
on the base, no.
Well, then
but
how
it was,
I can't
you was
get
near
off the
one,
base, and we're poor, man.
You
Watch
couldn't
out.
Get off the base.
No.
I bet you was getting off the base to eat.
Nope.
Yeah, you was.
I wasn't.
Dirty dog.
But anyway, overall, I'm a bigger fan of the Avengers. Even though they had a lot of mix-up, the MCU doesn't have the X-Men being in the Avengers, but they had, because of the movie rights, they couldn't have everybody who was actually in the Avengers in there. But I'd be basing this mostly off the movies. Avengers, they was the squad.
Okay.
What you got?
I got Avengers over Justice League.
Okay, cool.
I just, you know, I just like that team better.
Yeah.
But, and then Justice League is OP.
Yeah.
You got the fastest nigga to ever exist in life. With somebody else that's equally fast, but also strong and then be flying around. You got the smartest detective.
Yes.
You got a Green Lantern. You got a Martian Manhunter. You get why are y'all losing? Why are y'all struggling?
Why are y'all even teaming up?
I'm
two
like,
of
man,
y'all
no.
can do it.
Right.
That's what I like about Avengers movies. They would be like, all right, man, these two people can't come right now.
Yeah.
We gotta make it make sense. The two people who would end it, They doing other stuff.
Exactly.
A distant planet.
Yep.
All right.
Avengers. So we got four? So based on that's the last one.
That's okay. The last one.
Then I got mine.
So what's the tally?
Is DC 5-2, and you are Marvel 4-3.
See, I'm true Marvel, and you fraud. You DC McGee over here.
DC McGee.
You know what I'm saying? I stay true.
All right. So I'm gonna do this or that for you.
Oh, snap.
Marvel versus DC. This is episode 4 still,
no,
right?
No, no, no. It was still the same. So it's okay. The same stuff.
Yeah, watch out.
Yours was just on two cards because you had a game for Tony and he didn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right?
Watch out.
Man. All right, man.
Yeah.
Okay, then this episode's over.
Yep.
All right. Ain't nothing. Episode over. We'll see y'all next week.